We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So fortunate with everything going on, we get to talk to a lot of the mayors. So Mayor Jeff Gossett from Hazleton's been on with us. And also with us hanging on the phone right here is Mayor Paige Cognetti from the city of Scranton. And both you guys, you know, younger mayors who have so many great plans for your cities, but then all of a sudden we get whacked with a pandemic, which is going on. And that's not in the mayor's book, is it?
Well, it isn't. It's been interesting. We've really been kind of writing the handbook ourselves with each other. I talk with Jeff all the time and with mayors across the state and around the whole country. It's actually been difficult and, you know, really shocking and terrible for all of us and all of our families in different ways. But we've really come together as mayors, and it's really shown me what it means to be a mayor, how much support there is out there for each other. It kind of becomes like a little bit of a club. I talk about my mayor friends.
But you have a unique set of challenges in Scranton.
We do have challenges. We already had, you know, had some financial challenges, so we've had to be really careful in planning. We're going to have to cut back on a lot of things, which is disappointing, but I also think there's silver linings in that where you can really look at what it means to run a city, make sure that you absolutely have all of those services. There's no question. Police, fire, public works, you've got to have those. And then from there, you know, really, what's the strategic plan for the next 5-10 years? How do we make Scranton the city that we want it to be?
Mayor Cognetti, I follow you on Facebook, and I have to say, you are just such a bright light doing Facebook Lives and showcasing businesses and just being really transparent. You're really amazing at that.
Oh, thank you. Well, we're trying really hard. Something that was a goal was to change the way that City Hall interacts with the citizens. I wanted to talk directly to people. I see this as a community conversation. People out there living in the different neighborhoods, they know what they need. I don't know what someone needs in every neighborhood because I don't live in every neighborhood. Facebook's been hilarious, though, because some of those Facebook Lives, if you saw what was really behind the scenes, I'm in my nursery, so.
The last time we were talking to you, your mom was living with you guys at home. Is she still there?
She is still here. She has been here for 5 months. Super grandma is what my mom is. Hoping that we'll go into maybe a yellow phase soon and might be able to get back. My dad's been alone at his house for 5 months, so they'd like to kind of try to get back to normal at some point.
Right now, the date that we're hearing is June 4th. Is that still what we're targeting?
I certainly hope that we can see relaxed restrictions very, very soon. I'm very concerned about our small businesses. I'm hoping that we can get a little more certainty for everyone. We need to be able to understand what do those phases mean. And I think that business owners are ready to adapt their businesses for a new normal so that we can, you know, live with the virus and still be as safe as possible.
Will the governor call you first before he makes it official and say, hey, I'm going to make the announcement today. You guys are going to go yellow. Is that something you would find out about prior?
You know, they only give us a heads up with a couple hours notice. For obvious reasons, I think they don't want to put us in a position of having information that the public doesn't have. That wouldn't be information I would want to sit on. So they haven't put us in that awkward position of knowing something before it goes public, which I appreciate, but I'm certainly in touch with his office.
And I know that some of the county parks have started to reopen, and I'm in the Manuka section of Scranton, so I walk past a playground every day, and it has the yellow caution tape around it, which just makes me sad because my toddler can't go enjoy the playground. Is that part of the yellow phase, or is that something that will be reopening sooner than that?
Yeah, at this point, the yellow phase, we would still have those types of surfaces closed off. As you know, the problem with the playground equipment is that those metal surfaces are exactly where the virus would stick around if somebody were to transmit it there. We've got lots of new cleaning equipment and protocols that we're doing so that when we can open those parks again, I can't wait. I might rip that tape off myself.
Me too. I'll help.
I might take some of the covers off the basketball courts myself too, because it just breaks my heart as well.
Yeah, like at City Hall, you probably have one of those big sets of scissors, you know, when you guys are groundbreaking or something.
We do, actually. Back in January, somebody did show me the scissors. scissors. I think, oh, this will be fun. I'll look forward to using those to maybe cut off some caution tape down in Manuka, Jesse. I'd love to do that, and certainly hoping that we're cutting some ribbons for hopefully some new businesses, but we're going to really need to focus on our local business owners and figure out how we can continue to help them to make sure that they're still around.
Is there a place that you just can't wait to go back and try the food again?
There's so many. There's so many. But, you know, Backyard Ale House is right around the corner from the office, and when I was in the office those first couple of months, I had a newborn, so I certainly didn't go to any restaurants. But now that she's 5 months old, I'm thinking, well, if we open back up this summer, could Sloan and I go after work? Could we go have a beer?
There you go. Well, hopefully it happens soon.
That is the hope, and we're doing everything we can. We're going to release some information very soon about how restaurants can go out onto their sidewalks and streets to make it really kind of an atmosphere this summer of celebration where we can all be out, we can be supporting businesses, we can be seeing each other, not hugging it out like we usually would, but waving to each other from a distance.
That sounds like so much fun. Well, Mayor Paige Cognetti, thank you so much for spending time with us this morning, and good luck with all the big things you have planned in Scranton.
Thanks, Doc and Jesse. It's always fun to come on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.